Rocking. Oh yeah, I know y'all rocking your shoulders on this joint, huh?
No, I am.
Y'all coming from work and all that.
We back, y'all.
I know y'all missed us.
How everybody doing?
For everybody wanna know what it's low for. We just gonna throw that out there, you feel what I'm saying?
We gonna get in there. We gonna talk about all that.
Yeah. But in the meantime, just keep bumping to this little, this that Young Thug joint, huh? It's that ski joint. I might as well do the ski challenge. Left, right, left, right.
All right, guys, welcome back to PTSD, the podcast. For y'all who don't know, that's Pressure Talks with Single Dads. I'm your host, Lope. And of course, I got my brother from another with me, Mr. Bread.
Back like I never left. What's going on?
How about I say, I thought it was longer than that.
I'm going to keep it short today.
Oh, all right. So what's going on, everybody? Like I said, we back. I know it's been a little while. It's been about three weeks. I'm gonna address that, man. We're gonna get right into it. I'm gonna address that. So, like he said, I'm gonna take the blame for this one because it is my fault why we've been going. Honestly, I just was needed a break. I needed to get myself together, get my head together. I was having one of those phases, I guess, and kind of just shut down. It happens, working on it. And, you know, I just was decided, like, look, we got to get back, man. Bread was on my ass talking about we got to get back. We seen y'all. We seen the love talking about y'all miss us. Y'all need us. Y'all need the episodes.
Back, man. I've been on his ass.
Yeah, he been on me, man. He been on me. So, look, we here with you guys. We here. We got a good one for you today. We got a few topics. We're going to address some things. And, yeah, we're going to keep it pushing. So, first off, let's start off by saying, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. Maintaining, progressing, improving.
Yeah. I'm cool, man. Like, you know, man, just trying to keep it together. You know, keep it sane, keep it normal, keep it calm. You just dropped a website, right? You just dropped your website for your butters, Malucci, right?
Yeah, Malucci Beauty.
We're gonna drop the link in. On like the page or something like that for y'all.
100% handmade, infused organic skin and hair care products, body butters, body scrubs, face scrubs, body oils, all that.
It's all that. And of course, we got our brother here, Mr. Zod Butter. A lot of y'all asked about him before. We got in here. He just spectating right now. He just watching. You know, he just waiting for a haircut. That's all. He just waiting for a haircut. But. We're going to jump into the topics, man. You know, since we've been gone, you know, like I said, I had to just get right with mental health. You know, I jumped on live and a lot of people said that we need to talk about mental health. I believe it's like Mental Health Month or something like that. I'm not sure. And they just wanted us to speak on, you know, the importance of mental health and things like that. And like for me, I always tell you, like, I'll be like, yo, I'm doing a break. Like, I'm jumping off social media. I'm taking a break. I need it right now. And that's what I kind of been doing. Like, and this time I kind of just shut down social media, the podcast, and just all that. Just because mental health is so important. Like, and it can hit you like a brick out of nowhere. Like, you just out of it. And people want to know, like, I mean, I know a lot of people can relate to that.
True.
The thing is like how you get out of it and things like that. You know, like I could speak, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Well, my slump came from, and everybody has like a different slump and it can happen from anywhere. Like mine came from like not being able to work out, you know, having a back injury. It just kind of put me down because I kind of felt useless.
The back injury, it's real.
That shit crazy.
It get like that. Like, and especially me, I'm so active. I'm not used to really just sitting on the sidelines and just watching everything and not being able to do like, from the simplest things is this jump rope, and I can't even do. Can't even jump rope, you know, like working out. I was just playing basketball a little bit. Can't even do that without my back hurting. So
yes, sir. Welcome to the family.
Word. So I kind of been out of it. Come to find out, it's a whole disc problem. So I might have did something to my disc and my spine. So, you know, prayers. But like I said, the way I'm dealing with it right now is I'm just trying to keep active now, man. I'm not trying to focus on just this slump. You know, I think a lot of times the thing is we sit there in that slump and we just stay there.
Yeah.
We don't really do anything about it. We just feel like we're stuck, and it's just better just to sit there with it.
That should be hard sometimes, though.
It do. Like, how would you say you deal with a slump when you get in one?
Oh, shit. When I get in a slump, I'll try to go to the shop or try to, like, do something, like, creative to, like, get me off the funk, like, get my mind off whatever I'm thinking about, for real, for real.
See, my problem was, is my creative outlet was working out.
Yeah.
And I don't got that right now. So
well, shit, sometimes I might just roll a blunt and just drive, like.
Yeah.
And while I'm driving, I might just be thinking, like, all right, what I need to change, what I want to change in my life, what I want, type shit like that. Like, just visualizing, looking at different cribs, just, yeah, like, thinking, like, all right, damn, if that was my crib, I'd do this, and I'd do this. Like, I even do that.
That don't put you in a slump more, thinking about things you want?
I mean, sometimes it do. Sometimes it do, but at the same time, I just be like, all right, like, I'm going to eventually get it. Like,
yeah.
I already feel it. I just ain't got it. Like, so I even do that. And when I go to homies' cribs now, like, when I was at my man's foot crib the other day, like, I was in the basement. I'm just looking around like, bro, if this is my shit. I had this knocked out. I had this over here. Just visualizing, like, all right, when I know how I'm going to have my career when I actually get it, like, because I'm already visualizing how I want it.
To me, I feel like, and another thing, like, social media plays a big-ass part in, like, our mental because of, like, social media nowadays is just so negative, like, so negative. Like, I had an incident today that I'm going to address that really goes to show me why I've just been kind of staying off of social media, like, why I've just been chilling. I don't really want to engage in it. But it is frustrating because it's like, even when you mind your business, like, you still get dragged into shit. And it's just like, everybody tries to talk so big on mental health, but then you see people, like, trying to down somebody or talk about somebody. And it's just like, you damn hypocrite.
Yeah.
Like, you don't care about mental health. Like, you only care about your mental health. You don't care about ever, you know, mental health should be cared about from not just you. It should be cared about for everybody, in a sense. Like, you know, you might be going through something. So if I'm me attacking you, like, you feel me? But a lot of people don't think like that. You know, like, oh, that person might, you know, what am I saying this for?
Yeah, that's a
like,
fact.
Like, even me posting my kids, bro, like, it's so annoying. Like, it makes me, and people wonder why I delete my stuff or why I'm not on social media. Because, like, the minute I post something, y'all got something to say, right? It's like, I post my child, I post my son. Oh, you hear, oh, he's not yours, or this baby's not this and that. It's like, bro.
Yeah, that shit retarded.
It's like a Peter.
That shit nutty, dog. Like, that whole, like, that so shit ain't like, your shit. Just, that shit
just,
corny.
It puts you in a mood. Sometimes it can put you in, like, angry, just annoyed, and this makes you want to just say, fuck social media and delete everything and just move on. But then it's like, I'm bored. I kind of like it a little bit, so I'm going to keep it.
Shit, but at the same time, I ain't in your boat, so we on a... I guess we in a different
I feel like
follower bracket.
I feel like mental health is different and with people with like known, I guess, because it's like it plays more of a like event. Sometimes the shit people say, like, it does start to, it's like kind of like piling bricks on your shoulders or piling weight on your shoulders.
Yeah.
The more weight it gets, the heavier and heavier it starts to get.
Yeah.
You feel me? And the more, it's like the more negativity that's thrown at you, it just piles on and piles on. And
you
just have one of those moments where it's just like,
all right, that's enough.
Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel everything you're saying, like, but I ain't in that light. So for me, like, when it comes to like blocking out social media, like, social media is just the internet. Like, most 90% of the shit on there is technically false anyway. Like, so I don't even look at it in a different perspective. Like, some shit I do, some shit I don't. Most shit I don't.
You know what the most I hate, and I seen it today?
Most of the shit I just laugh, because it'd be funny. Like, it'd just be a lot of funny shit.
So, like, the thing I hate the most is, like, people call me, like, a clout chaser, right? And I'm sitting here, like, how? Like, y'all call me everything in the book, but a clout chaser, how the hell y'all call me a clout chaser? Like, y'all know what a clout chaser is? Like, people who do stuff for attention. I think I kind of stay under the radar a little bit. Like, I don't really do too much, like, you feel me? I don't really do my, besides going live, which is a part of the app, so, like, I don't really feel like I can go to, and the crazy thing is that the people who call me a clout chaser are the ones who talk about people to get known, follow other people's lives, and invest in other people's lives, or talk bad about somebody else, You don't think that's clout chasing? More than me just minding my business and then continuing my life, but you commenting on my life? The crazy thing is, the people talking about my life are commenting on my life, making videos about my life, making posts about my life.
Damn.
And I'm clout chasing.
Like, that sound like a lot of shots being fired right now.
Nah, oh,
we need the goddamn animation little tag. Yeah, we need that. Like when it serves shit like that, boom, 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 boom. Yeah,
I was just reading the comments today, and I'm like, what? I'm like, you literally do this and this, and my life, like my tallywhacker's in your mouth all the time. So like, what? Like I don't understand.
Different. But,
Different. Like I said, you know, since I've been gone, a few things have came up, like rumors about me, things like, you know, just nonsense, yeah, right?
Let me hear about this. I'm going to let you go because I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
All right. So the rumors were, well, one rumor was I was dating my kid's mom, that one. And then I think they said we were dating because we were getting along. I'm a T-ball coach for my son. You know, so sometimes, excuse me. She comes to, you know, watch Lux play baseball.
You coaching baseball?
Yeah, T-ball.
Ah, damn, you're an all-around coach right now, ain't you?
Yeah, no, I'm coaching boxing.
Sheesh.
You know, I'm coaching T-ball. So, you know, his mom would come and watch him play T-ball, watch practice and things like that. So I think I got stuck in, I mean, like I was in a picture that she took, and they automatically assumed things.
Coach Sloping effect, y'all.
Yeah. But as far as that, you know, like it ain't really nothing. Like we just co-parenting. We trying our best. That's it. And we were doing good up until this weekend. We were doing wonderful, right?
This weekend.
We were doing wonderful. Just a bunch of nonsense, right? And then all of a sudden, I guess they made a comment today, or they went out of their way to make a story about me, I guess. Everybody knows it was about me because I was the only person to comment about it. So, you know, my kid's mom is on TV, and their new season's coming up.
You good.
excuse me, they were walking outside. But yes, my kid's mom is on TV. And I think she addressed, somebody asked me, so I was doing questions on Instagram. Somebody asked me a question, will I be on a new season?
Okay.
I shouldn't be on a new season because I didn't sign up to be on a new season. You know, but somebody was like, well, you are. They sent me a screenshot, saw my face. I was like, oh, snap, I'm on the show. I don't know how, but I'm not blurred out, right? I don't know how they're doing it. It kind of throws me off because I'm just like, how?
Yeah.
You feel me? I haven't signed anything. Yeah. How are y'all doing this? And the crazy thing is, I know where that's at. I seen the video. That was at my house.
Damn, they got you at your crib.
Yeah, they at mom's crib. They was at mom's crib, up out the way. Right, because I know the tree in the background.
I know that tree.
Yeah, I know that tree.
I know that seat right there. Facts. I know the cushion and everything. But that ain't nobody's seat.
It was in her
mama's.
Car. It was in her car, and the only time they could ever got there when we did a drop off or a pickup, she was picking up Lux, and they caught me. I guess they caught me in that, whatever the case may be. But You know, my kid's mom goes out and tries to make it into something that is really not, because I didn't even make it a big deal when the thing came out. I just said, yeah, you know, but I'm going to try to, if they did get me without blurring me out, you know, I'm going to try to figure out what I could do about it. That's all I said. Next thing you know, it got a whole 10 slide story getting shots thrown at me talking about someone in rumors. First of all, it wasn't a rumor, because second of all, I said it. All right, let's put it out. I said it. First of all, I said it. And second of all, you know I said it because you sent me a screenshot of what I said. And you told me I was on there. First of all, let's just get that out there. All right? So let's not start like you ain't know and you just heard it. All right? I don't appreciate that.
Damn.
I'm just going to say that out right now. I don't like that. Like, don't do that. Don't do this social media stuff because me and you not seeing eye to eye. All right? I hate that. Man, can we talk about that?
That's
real
wicked.
Quick.
That's wicked.
Can we talk about why people do stuff on social media? Like, what is the point? I get the whole thing. It's like, well, first I'm going to address this whole thing. Like, I don't have an issue. I didn't make it an issue about me being on the show. That's not my issue. My issue is, like, if you're going to do it, instead of being sneaky about it, just pay me, right? Don't try to keep doing the sneaky stuff, and don't try to throw me that lowball-ass number y'all threw me the first time or the second time. I ain't for it, right? Y'all make millions of dollars. They get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and y'all trying to give me this lowball ass number to put me. First of all, y'all keep trying to get me on that show. Why? Because I'm going to bring y'all ratings up. All right? Let's just be honest. All right? Ratings is going down. Ratings is going down. I get it. But we all know if you put me on the show, I'm being honest here. If you put me on the show, the ratings is going to go up. It's going to. Because why? People want to know who I am.
Okay. Skyrocket.
I don't know about skyrocketing, but they're going to go up a little bit. Right? They're going to go up a little bit. All right? That's all I'm saying. Man, come on, bro. Give me my respect, bro. Y'all been doing this for years. Like, and I'm not being cocky and none of that shit, bro, but come on, bro. Like, on some real, that's all I feel about it. Y'all know y'all want me on the show. So just pay me. That's it. Come right, though.
Just pay the man.
If that's how y'all really, you feel me? I ain't got no problem with it. But don't try to do what y'all doing. The reason why I don't really mess with the show is because how y'all go about things. Y'all try to play me out to be something that I'm not. And then y'all start drama like y'all doing now because y'all show coming up. That's corny. Ooh. To me. That's so corny. But anyway,
Shots fired.
Nah, but since we addressed that, now I'm moving forward, right? Because people ain't gonna talk about how we was just getting along, right? They not gonna tell y'all that because they don't go with their story.
Sound about right.
They don't tell if they can't say, well, we was just getting along. Or they can't tell you, oh, I just invited him kayaking. Can't tell you that. All right. All I'm saying is let's just stop doing this shit for social media. Now on to my next story. Why do people do stuff for social media? Meaning, why do people do stuff? Is it for attention? You know, like.
Depending on what it is or how they do it. It could be attention. It can be an outlook. It can be cry for help. It can be one or three, maybe more than three things.
Yeah, but me, I'm more so like. I think my situation is, like, I just hate it because it's so public with us, right? And everything gets thrown into, like, something worse than what it gotta be. And it don't gotta be like that. Like, you know, we look dumb, first of all. I'm gonna be very honest. When you're going against each other, when the family going against each other, because, like I said, I look at them as, like, family. When the family going against each other, we look stupid. I'm not trying to argue with people, and I ain't trying to make that a big issue. Like, I really try to, I feel like I held my tongue enough in this whole situation, but I feel like people take advantage of the fact when you are quiet. I feel like that's for a lot of people. Like, if you just keep your mouth shut for a lot of things, I feel like people will run with that. Just not in my situation. That's just in life. Like, you feel me? People, you might have a situation going on, and the fact that you ain't saying nothing or you just letting it slide, just people want to keep going. You give somebody an inch, they take a mile.
True shit. That's a fact. That shit is corny, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't fuck with that shit either. But, you know, that's how some people operate, so. You just gotta, you know. You just gotta be able to, you know, be able to recognize that shit and just know that's who they are. In a sense.
But
to me, that's all you gotta do. Recognize them, know that's who they are, and act accordingly or move past them.
Yeah, I mean, now, you feel me? It's like one of those things like, all right, that's how you, like, seriously? It's one of those, like, seriously? Like, and it makes you mad because it makes you do corny shit to get you out of your character. You feel me? Like, it's one of those, like, damn, I've been dealing with this for so long. Like, bro, it's like if I continue to not say anything, they're going to keep going off and just doing this and doing the extra shit. Even with trolls online. You let a troll run off enough, they just gonna continue doing it.
Sometimes you just gotta ignore them trolls. They just, you know, they just doing shit just to get a reaction. You don't give them a reaction, how can they win? Because they at that point they don't know
because
what.
Because then they get it's like they don't get a reaction, and then a whole bunch of people run with what they say.
Hey, but at the same time, people gonna believe what you gonna believe. You can't force nobody to believe something they don't want to believe or whatever have you. You just
sometimes it spread like a wildfire, and then really get out, and then it's like, what?
I mean, that can happen.
I ain't say nothing because it wasn't true, but damn, I should have said something.
That shit can happen.
But yeah, man, like I feel like that situation. But basically, like with my situation, I'm gonna handle it. You know, just like I said, I'm gonna handle it. And just because I got a podcast, and just because I got 80. Or 90,000 followers doesn't mean I want to be on your show. You feel me? It was in that situation because, you know, that was a comment of he got a podcast. What's wrong with that? Right? What's wrong with having a podcast? You know, and I didn't ask for the 90,000 followers. You feel me? Like, I didn't ask for them. I didn't. It just came. I get it. Who my kid's mother is and things like that. But, yeah, that's like a gift and a curse of what dealing with this shit. but, yeah, man. So, that was that. That's my little spill on that situation.
Shit, how the kids, though?
Kids is great, man. I just got to spend time with my kids, especially Creed. I got a lot of one-on-one time with Creed.
Creed!
My young boy. Love the little man. You feel me? That's my boy, bro. Lux, too. Creed, that's just my boy.
Creed my young Lux, boy. Man.
Yeah, like, Lux, that's really my young boy. You know, he older and all that stuff. And Creed, he just young. And, like, he just attached to me. You feel me? When he around and stuff like that. Lux basically his own little dude now. You feel me? That's still my number one dog. Yeah. You feel me?
Lux getting big as hell.
Yeah, I know, right? But, shoot, Mozzie is, too. You know, we was just went there with him the other day. He had to get his little first little haircut. It was a struggle, but we got it.
Definitely a struggle. He ain't with the hair touching. He touching.
Not at
touch
all.
Touch me, like. If he don't want you touching, he's pushing you off. He's moving. He's doing whatever you want.
I like that he warmed up to me, though. I like that he's warming up to me. And when he see me, dap me up. He give me hugs and stuff. Now I'm just waiting for him to say, unk. You feel me? I'm just waiting for him to say, unk. So, but yeah, that's my
That's going to be a while, because he still sometimes call me mom. I'll be like, bro, I'm not your mom.
Mom,
he be like, mom? I'm like, I'm not your mom. Dada? Like, all right. Now, come on.
This is how it comes.
But nah,
man.
He just started first day of school today, so.
Had
a good first day.
I was about to say, how you do with that?
Yeah, he was cool. Thought he was going to be extra, man. I was, nigga.
Did you drop off?
Yeah.
You did drop off?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Man, his mom did a drop off, so. He was cool. He didn't really cry. I mean, he cried when he got in the building, but other than that, once we left, he was cool. I thought he was going to be on the extra. I thought he was going to be probably, like, trying to hit. And he was telling, like, the teachers no and all that. Like, they like, you want something to eat? He was like, no. You want some snack? No.
Oh, he a little stubborn.
Want to go outside? No.
Let you be at home.
So
yeah.
He'd be saying no to everything. But then when he off, like, open up and ready, yeah, he'd go cool. Do his
that's
own
like
thing
Lux
type
is.
Shit.
Lux yeah, so. Real shut off when he don't really know you like that.
So that's what they said he was doing. Like, he'd mess with the kids, then he'd go walk away to the corner and chill a little bit, look out, operate. Goddamn, like, looking around, scoping, like, all right, this is my first time here, but he seemed cool. He's cool. She's all right. Yeah. I got to watch her. You feel me? I got to watch him.
Oh, he,
teacher's
he
all right.
Already with it.
Yeah, so.
Nah, that's dope, man. That's dope. I can't wait for all the kids to get older and all that.
So ass bad, though. Word. We want to knock him out. Swear to God.
Young boy crazy.
I be telling him every day, yo, when you get older, we going to fight. I'm telling you, just be ready. Because I already see it.
Young boy, he is crazy. Shoot, Creed got this habit of pulling my beard, bro. Like, I don't know why. He just be yanking on that bad boy, though. I'm like, bro. Look. My patch just grew in. Don't give me another one, all right?
Yo, you're talking about your beard. Mine be like, you know, I got the locks. Yeah. So he be, and my shit braided right now. So he be like, he'll grab my head, but he'll grab both braids and like try to split them. I'll be like, yo, come on, dog. You drawing like,
young,
tripping.
Young boy.
That shit hurt.
Young boy, they crazy. But so let me ask this question. You feel me? Like, I think both our kids are have experienced like, technology at a young age. They both they like able to handle like iPads, phones, and things like that, maneuver
all that.
Yeah, you feel me? So like
YouTube,
how
texting,
like raising a kid in that and like in such a fast pace, like,
bro, that shit different.
Yeah, like
that shit different. I ain't even gonna lie, like me watching him like pick up a phone, like, bro, my phone ring, he act like his phone, like when the phone ring, he's trying to go pick it up. So one time I had it on the couch. Excuse me. I had it on the couch, and I think I was watching this. The phone rang. I think it was my mom. So when he ran to the phone, he just answered it. Hello. She was like, "Mom, he's da 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 da." I'm like, "Yo, this young boy crazy." So
facts,
he know how to call. He be texting me, even though he don't know what he be texting. He know how to do it.
See,
he know how to get on YouTube
crazy.
And search
like,
videos.
That's so
like,
crazy to me. Like, yo, how are kids able to like? But how do you like? So like Lux though. Bro, it threw me off when he's playing Fortnite and Batman. Like, I have a Batman game at the crib on PlayStation. Yeah. And he's knowing how to maneuver through, like, you know how if you push the middle button, it goes to the home screen. He knows how to switch screens.
But you got to think, we was the same way. At a sense.
No.
Yes, we was.
Not at that age, bro. Yes, we was. My son's only three.
Yes, we was.
Bro.
Bro, at three.
I don't know what I was like at three.
Probably, like, maybe around three, four, or five. That's when, I think, Sega Genesis was out. Yeah, and then it went to Nintendo 64. On, when Nintendo 64 came out, I knew how to do everything.
But he's on,
and I was young.
He's on the PlayStation. He's on iPads, going through YouTube, and then the same thing. at two, he's like goes through videos, and I'm like, how do you know what you're doing?
I mean,
like,
how do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, like, you can't read.
Yeah, they're definitely a little bit more advanced. They just more, they are more visual.
Yeah, very.
When they see, like, when they see something and they really watch, like, for instance, Mozzie, like, I might do something on his iPad. I might be doing something so he can't do it, and he'll be watching me on how I'm locking it. And then he'll go back and unlock it and be able to, like, certain things I can't allow him to watch me do it, because I know if he watches me.
Like, how do we raise our, like, it's like you have to be so, like, on point with what you're doing in front of your kid nowadays because they just like that.
Yeah.
And you don't even know that they're really watching.
Like, especially, like, I think it's more electronic, like we was talking about. I can't do certain shit with electronics around me because he's on it. Like, he's like.
Before, you can give a kid, like, I had sisters growing up. I can give them a PlayStation controller thinking they're playing the game and they would be all right.
Yeah.
Let me do that to my kid now.
Over.
He knows he's not playing that game. Like,
you
feel me? He's like, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
I'm not hooked up. Like,
he looking at the light.
Yeah.
Mozzie looking straight at the light. Like, on the back of the trailer. Oh, the light not on,
yo. Yeah, like, this ain't on, bro. So it's like, this world, man, like, is it our fault? Like, is that a bad thing?
I mean, not really, because they, at the end of the day, they going to be more advanced than us.
Yeah.
We was more advanced than our parents and so on and so forth, so. At the same time, we just got to make sure we mold them in the right way.
But I'm like, kids nowadays, like, at 7, got phones, like cell phones. I didn't get a cell phone until I was, like, 11.
I ain't going to lie, I had a cell phone early.
I didn't. I had a chirp. When I got my chirp, I was in the game.
I had, I had the first ever two-faced Nokia. The joint with the that looked like the two-way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit. I had that shit probably in... Bro, I ain't gonna lie, probably like second grade.
I don't know.
Second, third grade.
Nowadays, it's crazy. Like, and it's like they so grown. Like, kids nowadays are more grown than you. You feel me? You got younger kids, like 14, you know, up to 14, thinking they 17 years old. You feel me? You got little 12-year-olds, you know, moving around, maneuvering the way they maneuver. And, like, they know about things that we ain't know about, like, shouldn't know about, or, like, we were, like, we knew about it, but, like, we knew not to really do it. These kids is with the shits. Like, with the
all
shits
the way.
Early.
All the way.
Early. Like,
all the way.
Like, yo, like, you wild as hell. Like, what's up with you?
Go chill out.
Word, like, you should not know about that. For real, for real. So, I guess, man, we just gotta, and then people wonder why. You ever had a parent that don't want to admit that they kid bad as hell? Or that it's fast? Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, Mozzie right now bad as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you, you hear me? Mozzie right now, little ass bad as hell.
Do you feel like
he be drawing in the crib? I'll be like, I told you, I'll be wanting to body slam. I think I'm playing.
do you feel like
I'll be wanting to bust his head to the white beach. He's not for somebody. I think I'm trying to hurt myself. Like, nah, I'll play. I'm on some Bernie Mac shit.
Do you feel like
he be doing too much.
A daddy's boy or a mommy's boy?
Definitely a mommy's boy.
Yeah, a mommy's boy. Yeah. I feel like that's what Lux is. Lux is a mommy's boy right now.
Definitely a mommy's boy. But, you know, when I come in the crib, it's like, I mean, when I'm not there, when I'm not there, he be calling for me. Just like when she's not there or she's not around, he's calling for her. Yeah. But at the same time, like, when I come around or I got him coming to the crib, whatever, automatically, shawty, he be trying to play. Like, it don't matter what time of night it is. It can be like 10, 11 o'clock at night. He might be on his way to bed. So when he hear the door open, he know it's me.
Yeah.
He trying to play. So, I mean, it can go either way. He could be a mommy's boy now and then end up being a daddy's boy or whatever.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Lux like a mommy's boy right now. I feel like, you know, as you get older, he might, you know, it might be. But, like, I'm a, like, mama's, I'm like more of a mama's boy in a sense. Like, I go to my mom for everything now, but that's just because of how rocky my relationship with my pops been. You feel me? Like, I always wanted to be able to go to my pops, but it's just weird.
Yeah.
So, like, if things ain't go weird, I probably would be a dad's boy for real, for real.
I mean, at the end of the day, it don't matter. He can be a mommy's boy all his life, but
yeah.
I'm still going to be around. Hey, you already know that I'm dad. Like,
yeah,
so
facts.
Whenever you need, you feel me? You can come to me for anything. Yeah. You feel me? I always got you. Like, I'm going to give you game, this, this, and the third, but your mom is your mom, so at the end of the day, it's something that happened to me. Like, you got to look after her. So
the one thing I like about me and my co-parenting thing, though, is, like, me and my kid's mom, we definitely, like, are, when it comes down to it, like, if we got to talk to our kid, we definitely, like, side with each other. So, like, if he doing something that he ain't supposed to be doing, you know, I might have to call her and be like, yo, he did this. And you feel me? Just, you feel me? Like, it should be like, yo, if he say this, like, you supposed to do what your dad say. If,
yeah.
Like, if she called me and he acting crazy,
you feel me?
I'm on her side at the same
That's
time.
How
like, yo, young
be.
Boy, like, get your shit together. Like, you on some shit. Like,
that's how
if your mom
be.
Tell you to do something, you do it. Like, and I like that about us. It's just the petty bullshit.
That's how it's supposed to be. Even when y'all probably don't agree, like, you might not agree with
Oh, we ain't agreeing. We ain't
not,
talking at all.
And I'm saying, I'm saying,
put it out there.
I'm just saying, like, she might be saying something, like, at the time, you might not agree, but you're not going to go against her what she's saying right in front of the kid. You feel me? You might agree with her right then, but then when it's just y'all two, you're like, yo, I don't know what you meant by this, but
I never really been to that. Like, it's more of a, like, if he acting wild, like, if he acting out, that's more, like, the only time we really call each other is if the kid's acting out and really don't, he really need to understand, like, he can't do that. And he can't, like, it's a lot of times where he'll do something and expect to get something for doing something bad, you feel me? And we got to explain to him, like, look, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you can't, you feel me? You don't get to have this, or you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
So, like, that is one thing. So, like, I can say that we are getting to, like, a better, but like I said, besides the bullshit that goes on, the little petty shit, we actually do get along very well. And I feel like a lot of parents do that when they can put the bullshit aside and all that. Sometimes I feel like, for my situation, they got an image they got to keep up sometimes. So, like, you know what I mean? They got to start dumb shit to keep an image. Especially with a TV show. You know, you got to start driving for writing. So, I don't even try to blame them. But it's just like, really with me, though? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, why me? Like, I want to stay out of it. Like, shit. I thought we had something here. I thought we was on good terms. Why you want to fuck it up? For real. But anyway, next topic, man. People been asking us about, like, a dad's trip with the kids. Like, where somewhere you think we should plan that? Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, I think we should do that, but where could we take the kids? Like, where, to the beach somewhere? Should we take them?
Like, on the beach.
Not the beach, though. Not somewhere basic, because I ain't getting that dirty-ass water down here.
Man, I won't touch the water.
I won't even put my feet in the water.
I don't do beach water at all.
I've been exposed to water I could see straight down to. I don't want to touch this water.
I ain't never had no water like that, but I'm still not. I still don't do beach water.
Yeah, I think we should take them somewhere, like, anyone, just me, you, with the me, you.
Shit, aquarium.
Everybody with kids, like, just take a trip, man, and we just do, like, a big old trip.
The aquarium, the zoo.
Anywhere. A different state, something. Travel with the kids, something like that. Shit, people wants to do a meet and greet. What's up with that?
A meet and greet. Shit.
How do you even do a meet and greet? Like, we meet y'all. Hey, how you doing?
Welcome tour. You feel me? I already put that energy out there. You feel me?
When we was out. They didn't ask for your number.
When we was out. Huh? What?
What is that?
Anyway, I already put that energy out there. You feel me? We're on a welcome tour when we was out the yams.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Miami.
So, we gotta figure out this whole, I would like to do a meet and greet type of thing. That'd be dope. And chat with people. We could do, like, a live Q&A or something like that, or a live something. Get to just meet people, take pictures with them. You can take some numbers down, and you can, you know, set your dates up.
I mean, your dates. You know we do. You know, you feel me? We still got to get to that 1,000 followers so we can
I know,
set
bro,
up that blind
forever.
Date for
like,
you.
What's going on? What's
I
going
don't
on?
Know. I guess everybody don't want to take a date with Luke. I said they going on a date with you. You feel what I'm saying?
So if I agree, then you going to the next date.
We gonna have to do another giveaway. A different giveaway. Or a prize.
Alright. I ain't agreeing.
You're not agreeing. Come on. It's cool.
We can do virtual dates. Get an hour with the person.
With y'all both eating separate meals.
Y'all
pull up at the dinner table at each other's crib on live.
They get to ask you any question you want.
Now it's any question you want.
They get to ask you anything.
Well, you wild as hell.
It was you. It's for you. You the one who was like, he was in it.
Nah.
All right. So let me ask you, like, in Zai here, so we can ask him as well. What's a trigger for you? Like, triggers. When you're dealing with someone or just dealing with anything, like, you can say, I could say a trigger in relationships or just period. What's a trigger? At least you got two, you got one, you got some. What's a trigger? Or pet peeve. What y'all got?
Straight up lying.
Straight up lying?
Yeah.
Like, that irritates you?
Like, just dummies. Like,
Zai, what you got? Being sneaky? Okay.
Yeah.
That's a trigger for you?
Yeah.
All right. What do you do in that shit? Like, when you feel triggered, what do you do?
Shit, you can tell them, yo, you moving this way, just do the whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can share, just move accordingly. Don't even say nothing.
I think a trigger for me, like, our pet peeve is literally, like, when people do certain things that they wouldn't be okay with if you did it back to them. It's probably one of the biggest ones for me. I hate that. Like, don't do something to me. And if I do it back to you, you got a whole attitude. Like, you ain't just do it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That, and I don't know what else is another pet peeve for me. I know that's my biggest one. I just said
lying. Putting down, like, talk, like, you ain't shit. This isn't third. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve. Talking down to me. Yeah, talking,
like,
down on me.
Just saying dumb shit.
I think going to social media about shit it irritates me so much. I hate it, because then you really got to bite your tongue. It's either you react or you bite your tongue. Social media stuff, like trolls or just any of that. That's like a big old trigger for me. Sometimes gossip is like a trigger. It's like a irritating.
Yeah.
You know, like, it irritates the shit out of me. Like, you just want to tell them, like, shut up. Like, I said that, or that line, like you said, lying. You ever know somebody, like, is lying, or you know the real story, and somebody telling you a story, and it's a whole opposite of the story?
Yeah, that dumb shit, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just on some dumb shit.
Like, you lying like shit, boy. I know the whole story. Like, yeah, I think that triggers for me. I don't know what else. I think those might be, like, I'm not really, like, a picky dude when it comes to trigger or things, or I can't think of them on the top of the head.
Yeah.
That irritates me. I could say, like, if I want to talk to you and, like, you take it forever to reply back to me, that shit irritates the shit out of me. That do irritate me. I ain't going to lie. I irritates the shit, like, because I'm not really into, like, I really don't really care. Like, I'm not going
to say. You be wanting to talk and shit.
Yeah, like, it's more like when I do want to talk. When I finally do want to talk and you on some bullshit, then it irritates me, because I'm like, now, see, this is why I don't talk to people. Like, this is why I suck at texting.
Yeah.
When I do try to text people, y'all irritating and y'all don't reply back.
Yeah, yeah.
Double standards is a trigger as well, or irritating. It gets you to that point.
Man, everything could be a trigger for real, for real.
It can be, but it also has to do with, like, our mentality and the way we're, like, how mature we are. Communication can be a trigger. Like, I hate people that swear they're so big on communication but suck at it. I think we all suck at communication now. Like, because when we get in our ways, I feel like when I'm triggered, though, I get in my ways.
Yeah.
I start to get in my ways, and it's more like, even though I know I should communicate, sometimes I can't let my pride or my ego go enough to be like, you know what? Bop, bop, you know, this is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
You feel me? This is whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
this
I feel one you. Of those.
But I guess that all comes with maturity. It's kind of like turning the cheek to certain situations. At certain situations, you got, you know, sometimes you got to nip them back. You
feel me?
You
got to
nip them back.
Because
you can't just keep letting, you feel me? Like, I ain't no pushover. You ain't about to just keep getting over on me just because. So it'd be those type of situations. But what else? We ain't got, you know. Even though we've been gone, I ain't really had much on my head. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really been. I'll be very honest with y'all. So I've been gone, but I ain't really been thinking about the podcast. I ain't really been thinking about much. Been trying to get my shit together.
Yeah, he put on some bullshit.
Trying to get my bro. You really got. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Like you gotta take time for yourself sometimes when you need it, and it may not be liked. Your decision may not be liked. You know, things may not be. You know, it may not be the best. You know, but to other people, it may not be the best. But like to you, if it means getting your mental right, man, you got to do it, you know, for the sake of yourself. Because what's going to happen to you if something happened to you? What's going to, them other people just move on with themselves while you, while you still, you know, dealing, whatever it is, what you're dealing with. I could have did a whole podcast with you and just really been out of it. You feel me? Not really caring. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Just here, you know? Or I could have been in a bad spot, like, giving off negative energy like this whole time. So it's like I'd rather get myself together before I put myself and put, you know, or put something out there in the air that, you know, is not really right for the people, you know, like. So I didn't really want to take that chance or nothing. So I had to take my chance, you know. I had to take my time to get back, and we here now. We're gonna get right back onto it like we never left. It's gonna be every Mondays because we're gonna drop this one right after we done. And yeah, we got a few more topics. We talked about the kids, things like that. Anything happened to you over the weekend? Anything?
No.
Yeah,
I was just working on the launch for the website and all that.
Nothing happened to me besides the drama, the unnecessary drama, but we're going to overlook that. That is what it is. It's all love, and I get it. Call me. It's like,
all the extra shit.
Yeah, man, the extra, man. Like, why I gotta be extra? Like, you know, I ain't with the drama shit, bro. We ain't gotta be with the drama and all that shit. But let's speak about, you know, because I've been in a situation. Or I asked you, no. I asked you about it. And I didn't know really how to word it. And you said you worded it a different way, and then I worded it some way. I basically said, is toxicity, is that love? Is that a better way to put it? The crickets.
Is that love? Was that a better way to put it? No, I guess not really a better way to put it, but.
But you know what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say that's love.
It's not love?
I mean, can love be toxic sometimes? Yeah, but.
No shit. Of course love can be toxic, but is toxicity love? Like, is being toxic love?
Not really. Nah, it's too much. It's too much shit going on. It's too much negative energy. So, nah, I feel like it's not. It can't be. Ain't no way.
I'm like with you on that. I'm like, no. But then I'm like, kind of, because low key, you know, deep down inside, you love them to death. You feel me? Like, and you just probably are doing it the wrong way. You're going about it the wrong way. Or something like that. Like, in a sense, because I think people take toxic as always fighting, this, that, and that. Toxic can be just like, just not getting along. Like, draining each other. The energy is
draining.
But
at the end of the day, is that really y'all loving each other? If y'all continuously stay together, knowing y'all draining each other?
Is that love?
Yeah. Y'all love each other, but at the end of the day, do y'all really love each other? If y'all stay together, knowing it's draining each other? Nah, not really.
But what if y'all really do, but y'all just in this phase of a bad time? It's in a bad phase. It's just a bad phase right now. And you know, sometimes some people have
that can happen.
Some people have that mentality of maybe it'll get better. Or, you know, this is just a bad phase and we'll work through it type of thing, you know.
Yeah. That can happen too.
You know. But I feel like when it's toxic and it continues to be toxic and there's no growth or no sign of change, then
that's what I'm saying.
You know, then that's the difference.
That's what I'm saying.
If it's toxic, but you see in signs of like change and things, but sometimes, man, I feel like some people can just show you signs of change, but not actually really change. You feel me? And it puts you in this weird space of in the middle. It puts you in like the middle, like that lost space. of like not really knowing, but because one minute they all up on you, one minute they want to talk to you, this, that, and that. One minute they doing everything right, then the next minute you don't exist. The next minute you this. The next minute you not right. So it just puts you in a weird space, and this is like, do you continue to tolerate it? Because you know you low key deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you say about that?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
I just ask him. You know, that's like, it was like a question. You know,
I don't know. You got me stuck
about toxic. You know, being toxic. I mean, some of the best relationships do be toxic though.
I ain't gonna lie. Yo, you hear this, people?
They do.
Some of the best relationships be toxic.
They be lit. You never know what the hell gonna happen. Facts. I ain't gonna lie. But shit. Nowadays, man, I think a lot of people had a mentality of just like, what's the words I'm looking for? Like, I had it in my head and I lost it. I hate when that happens. How many people do that? Have something in their head and then like, if they don't get it out immediately, it throws you off.
Yeah, I go through that.
Like, I feel like forcing shit is what gets your feelings hurt, right? Instead of just going with the and just chilling and like going with the flow. But a lot of people don't like going that when you say I'm just going with the flow type of shit. But if you had a mentality like I'm just going with the flow, it is what it is at this point. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm not gonna force it, because I think that is right. When you force it or you try to force it, that's when everything starts to go bad and feelings do get hurt. Because like, if I'm trying to force myself to be with you, or not force myself to be with you, but if I'm trying to force my way into your life or force you to want to be with me or force you to talk to me, you know, it's just kind of like setting you up for like a failure in a sense, because if the minute they don't do it, now you feel some type of way, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think a lot of people can.
Shit, a lot of people can relate with that.
Yeah. I would love to hear feedback on that situation, because like we said, we don't really have too much about toxic things and all that. And my final thing I got is interracial dating. How y'all feel about I got two guys in here. It's three guys total in here. But interracial dating. Does interracial dating only count for white and black people? Or does it count for any other race? Like blacks and Mexicans or white people?
I guess you would say technically, yeah.
How y'all feel about interracial?
I mean, for who? For other people or for me?
In general.
For other people, I really don't care. That's their business. For me, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you.
I think that's what it comes down to. Like, it don't matter what race you are, who you are, what you rep or any of that, is really like, it come down to if y'all vibe with each other, like, then, and that's what it should be. Like, you should just be able to enjoy who you enjoy, whether it be a man, a woman, or whoever. You should just be able to enjoy it. But in today's society, I feel that's like hard. Today's society has made it hard for people to enjoy, you know, like, other relationships or other races, in a sense. Like, let's be very honest. A white man walks into somewhere with a white woman, and it's the majority black people in there. What do? They look at that man like he crazy, or they look down on him like another female. I can experience it. I can speak on it. A black man walks in with a white female. Because I can speak on this situation that a lot of girls try to like look at. They looked at me different because I was dating a white girl. But why is that though? Don't mean I turned my back on y'all. Just like, that's who I liked at the time, right? Like, that's all it is. True. Why do black men catch more heat for dating white women than black girls catch, you know?
For dating white men?
Yes. They get praised for dating a white man. Oh, she got him, whatever they gonna call him.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Shit, like I said, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. But
It shouldn't be no double standard for that one. Just because she found a nice little white man that treats her nice and I found me a white girl, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be no different.
Yeah.
Don't mean I don't like black women, because I love them.
True shit.
I love black women.
True shit. You know? True shit.
Dated a white girl.
I love my black women.
Yeah.
Most of all the dreams I mess with were,
I love all women, though.
Black.
I love all women.
Great, like Spanish and shit.
Black, white, Spanish. I never talked to Jamaican or Chinese. I would love to. I don't care. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you type of thing. So, but yeah. That's basically all I had for the day. You know, we kind of ran up a little bit. A few topics. I think I'm going to end it off with, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. Do you have any plans for your mothers?
When Mother's Day?
Sunday, I believe.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. I got to look.
I think it is.
If it is, I got to. I don't know.
I was trying to figure out what I could get my mom for Mother's Day. Do you get your kids' mother stuff for Mother's Day? Even if y'all not together?
I mean, just the first time we ain't been together.
What? Get her something?
Yeah.
Is it like, I feel like it's the right thing to do. Like, it's a respectful thing. Even though my kids, like, cause I'm like, my kids can't necessarily buy their mom nothing. So, like, more so.
Yeah, when I, like, on, like, holidays and stuff, like, I always, like, if I give a card to my mom or my grandma or his mom, like, I always sign. I always give them a card from me and from Mozzie, like, two separate cards. You feel me? So,
I feel like it's just like it ain't nothing about, like, crossing lines or not. It's more like a just, you know, we got kids together. You feel me? The respect, like, to me, it's my appreciation for, like, having my kids, you know, and just, you know, taking care of the kids. So here's a gift from them. Like, it's from them.
Yeah, from
here you go. I'll let you know if it's from me.
Yeah. If I get something, ain't gonna be nothing like
nothing crazy.
Oh, nothing extravagant.
Just keep some
little card, and price from.
Some ding-a-ling? That's what you was going to say?
Nah.
It looked like it was about to
some go. Fruit or something? Like, I don't know. Oh, card or some fruit?
Fruit.
I mean, we always keep fruit in the crib anyway, so.
Nah, I'm not
but ain't nothing out of the ordinary. Like.
Yeah, like a card. I'm more of a card.
Shit, for real, for real. I don't even expect nothing on Father's Day.
Except for my kids. That's all I
don't really, even expect
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, I don't really expect nothing. But yeah, so Mother's Day. Coming up, ladies, I'm gonna give y'all a little hint. If you really want something from your man, just start throwing hints out there, low key. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, throw them hints out there.
Yeah, you gotta low key throw hints. Like, oh, if y'all had to start, oh, this is nice.
Yeah,
I like that. Just say what you like, but just do it. Like, I like that.
Tell them
that would be nice.
Tell them y'all want some Malucci butter.
Yeah,
some fish scrolls and all that.
Like, seems like a nice idea.
We having a sale on the website and all that for y'all too. So that's what I'm doing.
That'll work.
We having a Mother's Day sale for all the mothers and all that, all the expecting mothers and the ones with the kids already. Yeah. You feel me? Head over to the site. You feel me? Tell your boyfriend get you all the products. You feel me?
You know they asking about merch from us too.
Oh, all right. I mean that's doable.
Merch. So and the weather about to break, so we can figure something out. We can do some PTSD merch somehow, some way. We'll figure it out for you guys. Hey. But
say we could do a giveaway with the Malucci shit too.
Oh yeah, we could. You got your little butters.
PTSD Malucci giveaway. Combo. You feel me? A little T-shirt and some butters or whatever y'all want.
Do you have any confessions? Do you have any the single dad confessions before we end it? You got to give us one before we end it.
I don't even know what the hell a single dad confession would
somebody
be.
Somebody asked us like single. I was on
you go because I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
You got any confession?
Nah.
My confession is
I ain't got no single dad confessions.
I do got one, but I'm not gonna say it. I got a few, but
okay.
I ain't gonna say it, so we gonna just skip that one. That'd be all right. But yeah, it was nice little convo with you guys. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
I heard that though, right? He got a couple of them, so
Keep that in mind. You feel me? He got a couple secrets over this joint.
I ain't gonna drop that
right
now. I ain't gonna drop that one.
He got a couple nasty secrets over this nasty joint.
I do.
Freak ball.
Nah, they ain't freaking.
Freak ball.
I mean, they do. Nah. All right. Anyway, guys, I hope y'all have a beautiful week. PTSD is back. Every Monday, we'll be here ready for you guys. We're going to get back to the Monday mornings. I know y'all like that Monday morning type thing. I'm your boy, Lope. That's my brother from another, I forget his name.
Ain't that a bitch? yo, he just said he forgot my name.
I was about to say,
brother from another.
I
forgot his name. Yo, y'all know who it is, man, because this man don't know who I am. You feel me? I've been sitting across this man doing episode after episode. He still don't know who I am. That's crazy. You know who I am. It's Bread. Back like I never left. We're going to end this joint over before you say some bullshit.
Nah, it's been almost 15 years since me and you met.
Yeah, he don't know my fuck. Yo, end this joint, dog. I'm out of this joint.
We out, guys.